brought to you by Penguin.
The Last Days, a memoir of faith, desire and freedom by Ellie Miller. This book is for Elizabeth, impossibly, always, in memory of Chris. In the morning, it was morning, and I was still alive. Charles Bukowski. The world within the word. It is 1982, and in the Kingdom Hall, we are Jehovah's Witnesses. Outside the Kingdom Hall is the world. We know the whole world is lying in the power of the Wicked One, whose sole mission is to lead us away from Jehovah and his life-giving ways. The state of the world, where men have become lovers of pleasure rather than of God, shows us the end is close, and Satan is like a roaring lion seeking to devour us. Our 5 meetings a week keep us safe, as does studying our Bible-based literature. Inside the Kingdom Hall, we are all brothers and sisters who speak the pure language. We are one happy family, part of the worldwide association of Christian brothers. We are here to receive Jehovah's instructions. We have a few simple beliefs, and these are not burdensome. We believe the Bible is the infallible word of God. We believe every word of it to be true. We do not believe in a heavenly hope. Instead, we believe Jehovah God has anointed 144,000 humans to serve at his side for eternity. Everyone who survives his coming judgment will live forever on earth. We do not believe in hellfire. Jehovah is a God of love. We do not believe in the Trinity because it is an impossibility. We believe Jesus is God's Son and was sent to the earth to deliver us from sin. We believe Eve's sin brought pain, suffering, and death into the world. We believe the earth was created in 6 days, although we do not know exactly how long a biblical day is. We know birthdays, Christmas, and Easter are all of pagan origin. We shun false worship and do not celebrate any worldly holidays. Instead, we annually observe the death of Christ. This is a time to reflect on the value of the ransom sacrifice and what it means for us as Jehovah's people. We believe blood is sacred, and under no circumstances would we accept a blood transfusion. If we should die because of this, we know we have made Jehovah's heart glad, and he will reward us with everlasting life. We believe our bodies are holy. We do not pollute them with drugs, tobacco, or excessive alcohol. We do not engage in premarital sex. We believe homosexuality is a sin from which we must flee. We believe we must live according to the gender assigned to us at birth. Husbands are the head of the family. Wives and children must be submissive. We believe worldly education is of little value and avoid further education. We know the love of money is a trap and take care not to be ambitious. Brothers often work for themselves. Sisters raise the family. To keep the congregation clean, we disfellowship unrepentant wrongdoers, taking care not to associate with them afterwards. This is an act of love. We know Jehovah is our best friend. This heavenly friendship is more important than all earthly ones. Jehovah has chosen to save us personally from the darkness of the world. We draw close to Jehovah by praying to him 3 times a day. We believe the dead will be resurrected. This gives us much hope and comfort. We see death as a temporary state akin to sleeping. We have a direction and purpose that worldly people lack. Our purpose is to warn others the end is coming. The battle of Armageddon will bring the end, and only baptized members of Jehovah's earthly organization will survive. After this, we will live forever in paradise. These are the beliefs that unite us in worship. These are the beliefs we teach others in our Christian ministry. These are the beliefs you listen to and laughed at to begin with, until you need...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?